From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has set a vote for later Monday on a draft resolution affirming that any change to the status quo of Jerusalem has no legal effect. It doesn't mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab and Muslim world Sunday, protests over the U.S. decision, including two Turkish cities, Ankara and Diyarbakir. There were also protests in Karachi and Lahore in Pakistan. The leader of Jamaat-e-Islami, Siraj ul Haq, called for a cut in diplomatic and economic ties with Washington until the decision is reversed. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding.
There's been a consensus that until the Arab-Israeli conflict is resolved finally and peacefully, that no country wants to prejudice the outcome of what's going to happen to Jerusalem because the original UN decision was that it would be held in an international zone. And President Trump's decision really overturned decades of not only U.S., but global consensus. And there's been a fairly unanimous global consensus against it, and that's what's being reflected in the Security Council vote.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed his government will open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as capital of Palestine. Delegates to South Africa's ANC party are voting to elect a new leader to succeed President Jacob Zuma, whose administration has been plagued by allegations of corruption and mismanagement. The ANC, which has ruled since the end of apartheid in 1994, could choose between Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa and former Cabinet Minister Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, a result expected on Monday. This is VOA News. In Honduras, President Juan Orlando Hernandez has been certified winner of the controversial November 26 election with a narrow 1.5-point margin of victory over challenger Salvador Nasralla, who is charged fraud. The vote count delay sparked sometimes violent protests. Mark Jones is a Rice University Latin America analyst.
This isn't the end of the line in the sense that protests will continue. But the reality is Juan Orlando Hernandez has been reelected as president of Honduras, and nothing is going to change that.
The European Union's election observers said the vote count recount was conducted with no irregularities, but the Organization for American States has called for a new election. In Chile, conservative Sebastian Piñera won the presidency again Sunday with a nearly 10-point lead over center-left opponent Alejandro Guillier. Piñera supporter Pablo Seguel said the people realized they must turn out to vote. The outcome was seen by some as a referendum on the tenure of outgoing President Michelle Bachelet. President Trump Monday is expected to deliver a speech on national security. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying he will make clear China is a competitor, especially in the area of trade. Steve Mnuchin, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, appearing on Fox News Sunday, would not confirm details of that speech.
We are in economic competition with China, as the president has said. We don't have fair trade. We have a big trade deficit. He's made that very, very, very careful discussions with President Xi. We want to have a more balanced and fair trade relationship with China.
Mnuchin said tariffs may be one recourse to protect American workers. Australian police Sunday arrested a man accused of working on the black market on behalf of North Korea to sell missile components and coal. The suspect, identified as Korean-born Chan Han Choi, who reportedly has lived in Australia for 30 years, he allegedly tried to broker the sale of missile components and coal to third parties in Indonesia and Vietnam. French President Emmanuel Macron has predicted the military campaign against Islamic State in Syria will be complete by mid to late February after victory in Iraq. Mr. Macron said he would offer initiatives for peace talks involving all the parties, including President Bashar al-Assad. Lebanese authorities have arrested a suspect in the murder of a British female employee of the British Embassy in Beirut. Her body was found Saturday on a highway outside Beirut. She is identified as Rebecca Dykes, a senior security official, is quoted as saying, "Killing was criminal, not politically motivated." Power restored at the world's busiest airport for nearly 12 hours. Electrical power went out at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport Sunday, stranding thousands of passengers and forcing hundreds of flights to be canceled. The airport routinely handles more than 2,500 daily arrivals and departures, involving a quarter million passengers. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.